Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, August 20th. We are in to the third week of the preseason, getting ready for preseason week 3. Jaguars taking on the Falcons Friday night. But first, we're talking about Jaguars defensive standouts here today versus the Buccaneers in preseason week 2, a game in which the Jaguars only gave up 7 points. They won that game 20-7. I thought it was a good performance overall by the Jaguars defense. We're going to talk about the players that stood out in a positive way, talk about a couple things I think that they can improve on, the Jaguars defensively, and obviously not many starters out there at all. I mean, Antonio Johnson got some run. You can consider Chad Muma a starter, you know, as the Sam linebacker, but other than that, not really much to speak of in terms of starters. But we're going to talk about the guys that stood out. A lot of, in my opinion, defensive front players had a really good day, so we'll get into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some cool perks. Thank y'all so much for being here. So getting into these defensive standouts, want to talk about some guys, and I wanted to start with players that really have kind of consistently stood out to me throughout the first two preseason games. And one of those guys is Trevis Gibson. On multiple big downs in this football game, Trevis Gibson was able to collapse the pocket, create chaos in the backfield, and create plays that led to getting the Jaguars off the field, which I thought was huge. And he's consistently done that throughout the preseason so far. I think that he's had a good camp. I think he's clearly on the football team. I think he's clearly going to be one of the Jaguars' rotational edge players. I like what he brings. I like the motor he brings. And I think You know, he's been given an opportunity here in Jacksonville to really compete for and earn more reps than he got last year in Tennessee. And I think he's taking advantage of that opportunity so far. Chad Muma, as we mentioned, kind of the Jaguars starting Sam linebacker when they do have three linebacker sets, three off-ball linebackers, right? But in these games, he's been playing more, kind of traditional off-ball linebacker, Mike Will. And he's done a good job. He is seeing the field well, and he is a backup at those spots. Like, I think that if Devin or Chad went down, he would be next man up in either of those spots, obviously. But he's done really well diagnosing, like seeing what's happening in front of him and flying to the football. You've seen that in multiple games where he's able to make consecutive plays on the ball that help get the Jaguars off the field. So I think Chad Muma is doing a really good job here in what his third year in the league as a former third round pick, a guy I liked a lot in the draft. He just hasn't gotten as much opportunity. I thought overall he did a pretty good job when given chances last year when Devin Lloyd got hurt. Obviously, everybody remembers the Bijan Robinson highlight run against him. But other than that, you know, Chad Muma really did do a solid job in Devin Lloyd's stead. So I think that this is a guy that still has a very bright future in front of him, whether that's in Jacksonville, somewhere else. I think Chad Muma, you know, this is his third year, so he's got another year under contract in 2025. We'll see what happens with him long term, but right now he's very good depth for the Jaguars, in my opinion, at linebacker, and again, can come in those three linebacker packages as well. Trey Flowers had a really solid game. I thought that there were some great plays he made, you know, two pass breakups. I did think that the pass breakup in the end zone where the receiver was going up for the ball, I thought you saw a little bit of a shoulder tug, a grab by Trey Flowers. I'm not here to diminish the man, and the officials didn't call it, so good for him. But I thought maybe that could have been called. But other than that, Trey Flowers played really well. I thought that he had a type of outing for a guy trying to make a football team and trying to put good tape out there for the rest of the league to see as well, because I don't know that Trey Flowers will make it here in Jacksonville. There's just a lot of competition at corner right now. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But Trey Flowers had himself a very good game at corner. He's a guy with great length, pretty good size, and you saw that on display against the Buccaneers. Mason Smith continues to stand out for me, and the numbers aren't huge for Mason Smith, but you continue to see push into the backfield, the ability to create some chaos, some interior push, and that makes it so difficult for quarterbacks, because if you have interior push, you can't step up in the pocket. You've got to try to evade left or right, and that makes it easy for these edge players to go make a play. And I think Mason Smith's been doing that at a fairly high level so far. I've seen him do it in camp against the run. I've seen him do it a little bit in these games against the pass. I like it. I like the direction Mason Smith is heading, and I just still love the fact that this is a great situation for him. Being behind an Eric Armstead, being behind a Devon Hamilton, and having a guy like even Roy Robertson Harris. So I think that it's a great spot for Mason Smith to be in here. Miles Cole continues to impress me. And look, this is a scouting wise, I did evaluate Miles Cole. I thought he should have been a sixth or seventh round pick, so it wasn't somebody I was super high on, but the Jaguars getting him in the seventh round, I thought, you know, yeah, good time to take a flyer on someone with his athletic traits and physical gifts. But I do think that you're seeing him be able to lock in on some of the fundamentals that this coaching staff is trying to get across to him and make impacts in these games. He has made an impact in both of these games. He's showed some more bend than I expected. He has shown the ability to set the edge at times as well. So I think Miles Cole, I'd be surprised if he's not on the 53 at this point. I think that he's playing that well and he has that much upside. And if you try to stash him on the practice squad, there's a good chance, in my opinion, based on his preseason tape and obviously the physical attributes, that you're not going to be able to get him back on the practice squad. So,
men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm kind of calling that shot now. I think Miles Cole is going to be on the 53, and that's really not something I expected to say early on in camp or earlier this season, because I thought the Jaguars could potentially stash him. But the way it's looking, I'm not sure that that's the case. Breland Speaks continues to play well. Didn't have as much of an impact this week, but I just see an array of hand moves. You saw him try a long arm. You saw him trying to use independent hands, and you saw him get a sack in this one. He was able to cross the face of the tackle, get inside, and get a sack. And so this is a player who continues to stand out. I think he's done a good job in camp. He hasn't been around in Jacksonville very long, but UFL Defensive Player of the Year, former second-round pick, I believe, by the Chiefs. So he's somebody to keep an eye on for sure. It's going to be tough to make this roster after, you know, not being around that long, but he's certainly making a case for himself to be in the NFL. And then Gaziano as well, somebody who was just signed less than a week ago. He went out there and got three pressures, got the sack that finished the game. And we're going to talk a little bit about that sack from a schematic standpoint. But I thought he just brought a lot of effort, showed his physical ability, showed his strength, and a player that, you know, the Jaguars defensive staff is obviously going to take notice of. Another one who has stood out actually throughout camp, somebody we've talked about a lot, is Asezi Otemiwo. And this is a guy that is consistently getting pressure, consistently generating sacks in preseason. And you see it on the practice field. You see it in these preseason games. I don't know that he makes the roster. I think he's certainly someone to try to keep around. There's some depth at the defensive line spot that maybe makes it difficult for him to make this roster, certainly. And the fact that he is more of a penetration, you know, interior designated pass rusher type, if you will. Like, he's not really holding up at the point super well against the run, but he is making plays as a guy who can, you know, get into the backfield from the interior. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I like what he's bringing to the team, but there is a lot of depth on the interior for the Jaguars, guys that they're not going to be getting rid of, certainly. Andrew Parker is playing well overall. number 58 linebacker. You saw him get a big tackle for loss. You also saw, and this goes back to Ryan Nielsen as well, Gaziano was able to get that sack on the last play. The play before that, Andrew Parker, goes up and taps Breland Speaks on the side, indicating to him that he needs to drop into coverage. That really disrupted the play. That disrupted the quarterback, Kyle Trask, trying to get the ball into the end zone. And so I thought that that chaos that, you know, Andrew Parker was able to identify that Speaks needed to drop into coverage and let him know, indicate that to him. Credit to Andrew Parker. Credit to Ryan Nielsen. We'll get to that in a second. Last player I wanted to talk about is DeAndre Prince, who he was able to get a pass breakup in the end zone. Kind of a ball that shouldn't have been thrown in all likelihood. But I think Prince has just done a really solid job throughout the preseason, being sticky in coverage, being smart, using his eyes well when the opportunity presents itself. So wanted to shout out the day three cornerback pick for the Jaguars there. And then again, Ryan Nielsen closing the game out, having that edge drop into coverage. And then the very next play, Gaziano fakes like he's dropping into coverage. And then from the same exact spot as where Breland Speaks was, maybe a little bit wider alignment, but, you know, same side of the edge, same side of the line of scrimmage. And instead of actually dropping, he crashes in and gets that sack against Kyle Trask. So I thought that was awesome by Ryan Nielsen, closing that game out. And this is a guy, a coach, who has talked about at the end of games and crucial plays, we're going to change it up and we're going to try to confuse you. We're going to try to get off the field any means possible. And I thought Ryan Nielsen did a good job of that. The Jaguars defense was very good on third down tonight. They got red zone stop, right? And 3.6 yards per pass allowed. They did a really good job denying the passing game. And I thought a lot of that stemmed from what was going on up front. And again, this is not the starters, almost exclusively not starters, but guys that are going to be on this football team and that could have to come in during the season should there be injuries, right? So I think that you're seeing a really well organized defense right now overall. One, the area I would look at that I've seen over the first couple weeks is I think that you have seen some times where there is just such aggressive pursuit by the entire defense in one direction, where the backside of a play is just wide open and you give up some chunk plays. Again, not your starting defense, not your starters, so not that big of a deal, but something, you know, Ryan Nielsen probably is looking at in terms of coaching these guys up, making sure that even though you're aggressively in pursuit, you also need to be able to stay home and make sure that you're not just vacating a massive chunk of the field, the entire defense. So I think that's the one area I look at, especially in this game. You saw it a couple times. But overall, again, I think Ryan Nielsen is doing a very good job with this defense. It is just preseason, so we're not making any sweeping takeaways from what's happening right now with this defense. No starters in there. But I think you can feel good about your defensive coordinator. I appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.